Well, I think the first thing I'm seeing is that they're tired of going against one another, and they're ready to beat up on, foul somebody else rather than a teammate. And but I think that's a good thing. I think we have a really, really competitive group. I'm really excited about these guys. We did have a large number of returners that I think helps us in terms of they knowing what we want to do, how we go about our business. And it's also, us knowing them as well. I think it goes both ways where we know their tendencies, we know the things that they're creative and consistent and strong at. And also we know their weaknesses as well and things that we have to continue to work on. So, I think it's a great thing when you have so many guys back. I was joking earlier that, it's a gift and a curse. We have a lot of guys back, but the bad of it is that we have a lot of guys back. So we'll see how it goes.
If you have questions for Coach Ross and for Landon, please use the hand raise feature and we will get to you here throughout the morning. Monty, we were just talking about it with Joey earlier on about the opportunities to play on CBS Sports Network and also to play for you guys on national television, on broadcast television in December with that event against NC Central. Just talk about that opportunity for the program to be playing on broadcast network television, a rivalry game, hopefully packing Corbett and going from there.
It's just huge. It's huge. And it's one of the things that I think our players enjoy. And, when you talk about the opportunities, I think CBS Sports Network does a great job. But like you say, us being able to be on broadcast television with CBS, and it was funny, I was joking with one of my family members who's not as technologically creative as maybe some others are. And I said, no, you don't even need cable for this. No, you're good. Like you can just turn on, if you have rabbit ears, it's just 3, 6, and 10, you turn on one of those channels and we're going to be on there. So it's just a huge opportunity for us. Like you said, it's a rivalry game with North Carolina Central. And I think anytime you can play in big time games like that, it really prepares your players for the CAA and North Carolina Central. And they've done a great job with their program, and we're excited about that game being on such a big stage. And the other thing is, once we get into conference play, CBS Sports Network, and we had a tremendous, tremendous game against Hampton, 9 o'clock, a primetime game last season that came down to a last second shot, was very, very exciting. So I think when you can put on a good product and it shows a packed arena, it shows nice. I think it just helps the schools involved, but it also helps the league also.
That game against Hampton last year, I made coffee before the game, and then I'm sitting there at the end of the game, like, I didn't need coffee. You guys made it plenty entertaining for us. Landon, when healthy last year, you were one of the best scorers in the country. And, for you to get back out there on the court this year and hopefully, be able to contribute for a full season, what opportunities are there for you to expand your game from where it was last year?
I say there's plenty of opportunities just being more of a leader, trying to be the best teammate I can be. I say everything that I've been trying to work on is like outside of my talent and plans, just like being a leader, doing the right thing for my teammates, and just being there for everybody.
Remember, if you have questions for our guest this morning, please use the hand raise feature and we will get to you. We can get to a few more questions here with Coach Ross and with Landon. Monte, we talked a little bit about the guys you have back. And, everybody kind of knows about the guys you have back. Maybe talk a little bit about the guys coming in here who are going to add to your program this year.
I think we have we brought in some good quality guys. Ryan Forrest was a transfer from Northwestern State, and Ryan is a he was actually recruited by Landon. It's funny the way this thing is going for us. Cam Shell recruited Landon. Landon recruited Ryan Forrest, and I hope that it definitely says a lot about those guys that they want to play with good guys, that they want to bring good quality players in with them. And I hope it says something about our program too, that those guys enjoy how we go about things, how we treat them, how we coach them, how we develop them. So Ryan Forrest is good scorer from Northwestern State. Jonathan Lemuth transferred from the University of Maryland. Jonathan was somebody that I recruited out of high school when I was at Temple, out of St. Francis in Baltimore. So he brings a tremendous quality of toughness, of scoring, and can really pass the ball. And then we brought in Bryson Ogletree from South Plains, Texas Community College. And Bryson has a really, really strong ability to defend. And I think he's the ultimate 3-and-D guy. Stratos, Efrestan Stratos, is someone that we brought in from Greece. And he was recruited by Nikos Hitakoudis, one of our other Greek players. And, we've been able to, I think, Landon and Cam and, especially Landon, I think he felt an extra burden last year because he had to do so much because we just didn't have the pieces that he needed around him. But I think this year he's been much more comfortable with the pieces that are around him, and it's allowed him to expand his game in terms of not having to take difficult shots, being more of a facilitator, showing his ability to pass the ball. And I think the biggest thing is his defense has really improved this year from last year.
I got to say, it's probably a little easier to recruit when your guys are really able to relate and explain, what the program has been doing and the rise of the program. So it's
Sure.
definitely great to hear you have that opportunity. We're going to go to a question here from Brian Mull.
Monte, good morning. When we spoke this summer, I know you were hoping to be a little deeper in the front court when this time of the year rolled around than you were last season. Just wondering if you'd give me an update there on kind of the status of Jason and Will and how the front court's looking.
Yes, Brian, good morning. We are deeper in the front court. Knock on wood. Will Felton is healthy and he's been playing well. Jason Murphy is back. Stratos is from Greece. He'll be a freshman for us. And then Nikos Hitakoudis. He's been out for a little bit with an ankle sprain, but he also provides us some versatility in the front court. So we go from one extreme to the other. We go from shoot to start last year, we were playing 6'6" Jeremy Robinson at the center position. And he was just overmatched. But now, we have some depth there, which we desperately needed. So I'm really excited to see how these guys coalesce in there.
What impact are you hoping that can have on your defense, Monte?
Well, it allows us to match up. Again, having a 6'6" guy go against a 6'10" guy. Jeremy gave us everything that he had, but he just wasn't a center. But we were just, and kudos to him, he just gave us what he could. What we asked him to do, he did or tried to do. But now it allows us to have a certain amount of a depth. Allows us to have, if nothing else, we got 20 fouls down there. So if you start to pound us inside, we'll see if you can make some free throws.
Any other questions for Monte and Landon? All right, guys, thank you very much. Good luck in the upcoming season. We look forward to seeing you on the court.
Okay, thanks, Miles.